When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Following On podcast. I'm John Norman, alongside Steve Harmison, looking back at day three of the third test match between Pakistan and England, a day where Harmy's prediction after day two almost came scarily close to perfection. Still a bit to do for England, though, but surely a 3-0 series win is only an hour or so of play away. You're listening to the Following On podcast. Well, if you're listening to the show by now, you no doubt know at one stage with Pakistan edging towards 150, just 3 wickets down, a lead of about 110, it looked like we were going to be set for one of those classic run chases late on day four, maybe even stretching into day five. Babar Azam at the crease alongside Shaquille looking set. Pakistan overcoming a wobble, losing 3 wickets for just one run. 53 without loss became 54 for three, but they'd recovered. And then, belatedly, some would say, Ben Stokes threw the ball to Rehan Ahmed in the 51st over. And in a blink of an eye, he was walking off the field with a ball in the air and celebrating his first five for 48. Pakistan bowled out for 216, a victory target of 167 for England. And they set about it like they wanted to win it tonight. They needed to go at about 10 and over. They managed 8 before Zach Crawley was given out leg before for 41. Ahmed made an appearance, not carrying drinks, but batting at 3, hit 2 fours and then was out for 10. And then Ben Stokes and Ben Duckett saw it through to the close. England, well, they need 55 to win on day four in Karachi to take the game and take the series. 112 for 2 at Stubbs, and plenty to discuss here on the Following On podcast.
Story of the day.
So, Harmy, wow, what a day. Let's start with Rehan Ahmed first and foremost. You know, Ben Stokes has got a hell of a lot right, and we're not going to slam him for it, but do you think he left? Do you think he'll feel that he possibly left Rehan Ahmed a little longer than possibly he could have done? It could be over by now if he'd bowled earlier than the 51st over.
Yeah, the prediction was they were going to chase 120. You could argue that possibly would have been the case if you had brought him on earlier. I could understand what when I was watching and Nasser and Mike Aston were talking about it on commentary about bringing him in, and there was a lot of clamour for him, and I think there was a window just before lunch that he could have brought him on. But I can understand what Ben was trying to do. I think Ben was keeping on his sleeve that if this partnership gets broken, I then bring him into the game with obviously the left-handers in play. If you remember in the first innings, he brought him on before lunch and Babar sort of dealt with him, didn't he? He put pressure on him. So he's gone on to lunch, you know, with his head down a little bit. And I just wonder if Ben Stokes had that in mind and thinking, we're going to have to keep an eye on the runs because we are, the pitch is going to be turning. We're going to have to keep an eye on, obviously, how many Pakistan get. And I just wonder, it'd be interesting to hear what Ben's comments are about that decision. It wouldn't surprise me if he thought, I was just waiting to get a wicket. If I got a wicket, I was going to bring him on. But at the time, I didn't feel as though it was right to expose him in that way. And what happens? Penn decided that he was going to bowl himself. I got a reverse swing in just after lunch. And I think it looked as though it was like, well, it's now or never for the young man to come on. And he got the prize wicket of Babar Azam, probably the worst ball he bowled. And then he never looked back after that. He was fantastic. He was absolutely brilliant. The springing he's got in his step, the enthusiasm he's got for the game. When the camera's on him and he's in the field, he's always giving himself a good talking to. He uses a huge amount of energy. Reminds me a little bit the way his body language is and the way he's around. And Murali, he's always bouncing. When Murali was on the field, he was always bouncing around. And it felt as though he was having a game with himself in the game when he was in the field, just to keep him, his mind active and ticking over. So, what a debut it's been for him. He had a little bit of fun at the end there. But the boy's got skills. It's going to be interesting how England use him from now till, what is it, next November when we go to India. There's a lot of test matches, a lot of big cricket to be played in between. And you've got a 19-year-old who's got 5 for on debut. What you do with him from now on in, that is going to be very, very, it's going to be critical in his development.
I tell you what, we've seen some incredible sights this series. We've seen some incredible sights this calendar year. But, watching Rehan Ahmed walk off with the ball in the air. I mean, Pakistan, he came up to bowl the 51st over, okay? They only lasted another 23 overs after that. It was such a quick turnaround. Kind of seen this from Pakistan a little bit. Once Babar Azam goes, the wheels kind of fall off a little bit. But looking through the England team, let's forget all the players that aren't even in there at the moment. Johnny Bairstow to come back. James Anderson, of course, didn't play this one. Will Jacks, what an impact he had. I was watching the highlights from one of the test matches from the summer. I was like, oh, yeah, I completely forgot Matt Potts. What an introduction he had. Jamie Overton, of course, and he's got a century on debut. They're not even playing.
Broad's not playing. Wokes, Archer,
of course, who's due to come back possibly at the end of January in a series that we're covering on TalkSport in South Africa. Let's move all of those to one side for a second. You look through this 11, Zach Crawley, his stock has risen under the Stokes-McCullum regime. Mm. Ben Duckett, his stock has risen. Ollie Pope, number 3, stock has risen. Harry Brook, his stock couldn't have risen any further. Stokes, as a captain, stock has risen. Ben Foulkes, risen. Rehan Ahmed, most people hadn't even heard of him a month ago. Mark Wood, of course. Ollie Robinson, I think this is his defining. This is his coming-of-age series. And even Jack Leach. I mean, what a turnaround. When you consider where we were when we were commentating on the West Indies series, and you go through the scorecard, and apart from Joe Root, everybody is having a bit of a stinker, bowlers aside. How has it come to this?
Yeah, and it's Pakistan are probably exactly where England were when you talk about that, from in the West Indies. It's been a huge turnaround. The decision-making for me is, I've always been of this sort of an opinion that if you think positively and your actions are positive, you get little things going your way. And I think what England have done since McCullum and Stokes have come together through Rob Key, they've basically said, right, we're going to put the ultimate pressure on the opposition. And if they're not good enough, or if they've got any sort of deficiencies, we'll capitalise on that. And England have done that. They've put the pressure firmly back in the opposition's court every time. At the start of the summer, it was like, nah, you can't play like this all summer. And then it was, oh, it'd be different against India, against top quality Spain. Nah, you can't play like that against Nokia, Rabada, Ngidi. And then we got to Pakistan, and you're not going to play like that on these wickets. You can't score at that run rate on these wickets. And it's like, well, we're gonna have a go at it. And if you're not good enough, which Pakistan haven't been, for all England have been brilliant. I don't want to put any sort of cold water on England. Pakistan have been terrible. They're a shocking side. They're really, really poor. But they've been made to look poor because of how well England's played and the mindset that England's given off. Is we're going out, even tonight, we're going to win the game. They'll have been talking at, they've been talking in innings break, right? We need 10 and over. Let's go and win it tonight. Let's go and win it tonight. Ahmed comes up the order. Stokes comes in. All these decisions are telling the team in the opposition dressing room that we are so much better than you and we are going to put you under the ultimate pressure. It's like in football, Man City and Liverpool, the pressing game that they play. It's relentless. They get at you, they get at you, they get at you. And then all of a sudden, one little crack and we're in. And that, for me, is what this England team has been very, very good at. They've played on three absolute, you know, featherbed of wickets, docile wickets. And to get 20 wickets, and that's the biggest thing for me. You know, England have always been able, the biggest problem England have ever had, or England have, sorry, if England have had in the last sort of 10 years, is that getting wickets away from home, 20 wickets away from home. Even with a great Broughton Anderson, we've never been able to get 20 wickets away from home. It's been such a problem for English cricket. We can win at home. We can give us the Duke ball. We can give us overhead conditions. We can win at home. How do we win away from home? Well, now we're putting pressure on the opposition by being relentless with our, more with the bat. What that does is, because we score so quickly and put the opposition on the back foot, any little chinks in the armory go in your favour when you're thinking and your actions are positive. And that, for me, has been the biggest turnaround in the England cricket team. Talk about names, talk about performances, but everything is a collective unit. Seems to be simple about putting pressure back on the opposition dressing room. And it's worked so, so well for what, nearly a year now.
Yeah, and that, you know, at the end of this series, we'll look back at some key moments and some individual successes. But I think if you're going to be looking at one defining session or one defining moment, it was the way England went at Pakistan in that first test, in that first morning. 14 runs from the first over, I think. You know, 170 odd was it in the first session of play? I mean, I said that out loud, but that can't be true. Let me just check. Yeah, 174 runs in the first session. From that wasn't a 35 over session, by the way. 27 overs. And one of the guys who helped get England up and running was Ben Duckett, who hadn't played for England in Test matches for 5 years. You know, and such has been the success in this series. It's almost been forgotten. Ben Duckett, his scores, 107, second innings duck trying to score quickly, 63-79 at Multan, 26 in the first innings in Karachi, and he's got another 50-odd outs, you know, and he could be there tomorrow hitting the winning runs, who knows. But, you know, back in the day, it was rare to have one batter per series actually making a success. And those successes would really be boom and bust, but the consistency and the approach from Duckett just says everything. You know, one of the things I found really interesting with Stokes was, and he wasn't ever going to come out and bag anyone or pie them, but, you know, he's been within the dressing room for a number of years. So when he became captain, he would know which players in that dressing room he backed. You know, you just have to look at the players that aren't in the side anymore. You know, we don't need to name names, but we can look at the players that are in the side, you know, and some of them you wouldn't necessarily have backed as Stokes kind of player, but he obviously identifies in people what something about them, which is worth persevering with. You know, Jack Leach, for instance, you know, those three wickets today for just one run. Ben Foulkes, you know, we know about Mark Wood and his relationship with Mark Wood. You know, when he's captained England in that game against West Indies in 2020, and he basically was part of the decision-making panel to drop Stuart Broad, bring in Mark Wood. Didn't pay off, but he backed him, right? And it's similar. You look through the England side. Crawley, everybody, you could not move for people saying that Crawley should be dropped during the summer. But he identified in Crawley something through sharing a dressing room with him. Ollie Pope. You couldn't move for people saying Ollie Pope shouldn't be batting at three.
The biggest example from that one is Ollie Robinson.
Ollie Robinson,
he was the one. He's the one who've gone to Ollie Robinson and said, "Mate, you've got so much talent. Just get fit. Go and get fit. Give this a go for 4 or 5 years. We'll make you a rich man. But at the minute, we can't pick you because you're an absolute shambles. Your coaches are telling you were an absolute shambles in Australia. Now, Stokes has gone to him. I'm captain. I want you in my team, but you've got to get fit." And what's Ollie Robinson done? He's gone and getting himself fit, and largely down to Robinson's got a huge part to play in why Pakistan are going to be 3-0 down. And that, for me, you know, we can talk about batsmen getting runs. We are batsmen getting runs. You don't win games if you can't get 20 wickets away from home. And England's problem for years has been we can't win the Ashes away because we can't get 20 wickets away from home on good pitches. Even with a great Rowan Anderson, we're just getting 20 wickets three times against that. Yeah, fair enough, an average Pakistan side. But on an apps on shirt fronts, absolute belters when it comes to, from a batting point of view. You as much as they're slow and they're low and they've turned a little bit, there's been no menace in these wickets whatsoever. Ollie Robinson has been not turned a corner. It's ridiculous how, you know, literally 360 that lad's come from being ridiculed in Australia to leading the attack. He's led the attack for this, him and Jimmy Anderson in this series. So, and that was Ben Stokes. Ben Stokes went to Robinson and said, go and get fit and I'll pick you. But I can't pick you the way you are. And after three, four test matches, and I can't remember how many Matt Potts played, everybody's gone, you know, how well Potts has done. He got left out all of a sudden. And everybody questioned, a lot of people questioned, including myself, why has he brought Ollie Robinson back? We've just slagged him off. We've just said he's unprofessional. And Ollie Robinson has not looked back from the mate. He's walked back in that dressing room. He's fit. He's always put the ball in decent areas. He's durable, skillful. And he is, for me, he's going to keep Stuart Broad out of this team. And that, for me, is the biggest compliment I can pick, because Stuart Broad is still a fine, fine bowler. But for me, he's behind Ollie Robinson now because of what Robinson's done since he's come back into this side.
Moment of the day.
Plenty of moments today, but there was a sad one as well. I mean, it sounds a bit strange saying that as an English fan, but not the way you wanted to see Azhar Ali bow out. From all accounts, a brilliant guy. He's given a lot to cricket. He's given a lot to Pakistani cricket. I was listening to Babar Azam saying that when he came into the dressing room, Azhar Ali was one of the guys that really made him feel comfortable. And, you know, we know how dysfunctional the Pakistani dressing room and the entourage that surrounds it, the management, we know how dysfunctional that can be. It was a pivotal moment in the game. Jack Leach taking 3 wickets for 1 run. But even the most hard-hearted, one-eyed English fan wouldn't have minded if Azhar Ali had got off the mark and scored a few today.
Yeah, he seems to be one of the good guys of the game. And to play a 97 test match is at number 3. I think he's got, what has he got, seven and a bit thousand runs, but I think he's got 5,500 of them at number 3. That's hats off. That's proper stuff. I think there's only Yunus Khan come anywhere close to him from an average point of view. Batting at number 3. So, yeah, you looked at the England players' reaction at the end of it. It was a reaction of a good guy. You know, somebody who has played a bit of county cricket for various teams, who's had a wonderful career. Can you imagine David Warner going off at the end of the Ashes? Can you imagine what the England players would be doing there? I don't think they'd be high-fiving him and giving him a hug to sort of help him off the pitch at the Oval if he gets that far. I think there was a sign and a mark of respect from England players. Shows you what a decent guy Azhar Ali is and what a wonderful career he has. It's a shame he didn't get any runs, but you know, unfortunately, that's just the game of cricket we love and we play.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is going to happen tomorrow?
Okay then, Harmy, at what time exactly will England wrap up victory on day four?
I would say at about 5:45. I think it's going to take 45 minutes in the morning.
What? It's still going to take 45 minutes?
Yeah, what's that, eight overs? They'll bowl at eight overs, 45 minutes. They'll bowl
okay,
a
seamer. So you're saying 5:45. I'm going to say 5:32.
Okay, 5:45. I'm going with that because they're going to waste some time. There's going to be ball flying to all parts. is there going to be a sting in the tail, though? Yeah, you know, I'm not saying that Pakistan are going to win, but is there going to be a sting in the tail if England come out a little bit, sort of not complacent, but too crash bang wallop, and all of a sudden they lose two or three wickets in a short period of time for the first 10 runs, then all of a sudden, you know, would there be a little bit of a murmur in the dressing room? I don't think so, but this Pakistan side look as though they look beat before they came out for that fourth innings. But I think it'll be 45 minutes in the morning.
All right, we shall see. Cricket Collective will be back following play at day four in Karachi. We will find out, will England win at 5:32 or 5:45 UK? You find out in the morning. Thanks for joining us here on the Following On podcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.